Representative Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander says the 2020 tax cuts are for families under $150,000 or individuals under $100,000. He says Republicans are following up on Governor Tony Evers' pledge for that tax cut. He says they're looking at using the $588 million budget surplus to fund it.
There is some opposition on how the tax cut should be placed. We're using the budget surplus. The governor would like to use eliminating the manufacturer and agricultural tax credit, which would be more of a tax increase or certainly a tax shift. The legislature doesn't agree with the governor in that respect. But so there's two options here. We're hoping that the governor reconsiders and passes our tax cut.
Before the Senate vote Wednesday, State Senator Janet Buley had the Democrats' view. She says Governor Evers has made a tax cut a centerpiece promise, but she says the move is questionable at this time because it will be addressed again later when Evers releases his budget on February 28th.
The Republicans, however, want to take a different, not only a different way of funding it, but also a different way to get it passed, rather than wait for the budget, which is a better way to go about looking at all the things we do having to do with how we spend our money and how we gain revenue. They want to pull it out and deal with it in a discrete way, which is kind of silly, if you ask me, because it could be completely undone when we pass the budget.
Buley says Evers would like to find an ongoing revenue source to fund the tax cut rather than a cut that always assumes a tax surplus. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.